Here is what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday. In soccer at the World Cup, Team USA advances to the knockout round, getting out of the group of death. USA lost to Germany 1-0 yesterday. Thomas Mueller scored on a blistering rebound kick to give the German side the win. U.S. will play Belgium next Tuesday in the round of 16. Knockout play is upon us. Meanwhile, FIFA, the governing body of soccer, knocked out Uruguayan star Luis Suarez. The biting incident last week against a player from Italy, a record 9-game World Cup suspension, a 4-month suspension from international play, and a $112,000 fine. It effectively ends Suarez's career in World Cup play for his country. In basketball, a lot of rumors, no blockbuster deals at the NBA draft last night. Cleveland held on to the number one pick despite getting last-minute offers. They took Andrew Wiggins, the great guard from Kansas. Milwaukee at number two took Jabari Parker of Duke. Philadelphia at number three gambled. They took the 7-foot center just coming off foot surgery, Joel Embiid from Kansas. Orlando at number four, in a bit of a surprise, took Aaron Gordon, the forward from Arizona. Utah picked Dante Exum, a guard from Australia. Boston at number six took Marcus Smart, the Oklahoma State guard. And the Lakers at seven grabbed Julius Randle from Kentucky. Now, later on in the draft, the Houston Rockets took Nick Johnson, the great guard from Arizona. San Antonio took one of three UCLA players that went late in the first round. Spurs got a really good player in Kyle Anderson from the Bruins. Minnesota took Zach LaVine from UCLA. Memphis later on took Jordan Adams, the guard from UCLA. San Diego State star guard Xavier Thames sat on the board till the second-to-last pick. He wound up getting taken by Toronto. Then later in the evening, he was traded to the Brooklyn Nets. That's going to be a great move for Thames because he gets to play point guard there. Brooklyn's point guard, Deron Williams, has had enormous problems with ankle surgeries. One veteran player was traded, Orlando Shipp, defensive specialist Aaron Aflalo. He went to the Denver Nuggets for a second-round draft pick. In Major League Baseball, over 23,000 fans said goodbye to Tony Gwynn in quite an emotional Petco Park memorial last night. Joe Torre, representing the commissioner's office, told the many fans there, "We hope and like Tony Gwynn. We should all live like Tony Gwynn." They closed the ceremony with a very emotional scene. They turned the lights out on the stadium at one bank of lights that shined into right field where his number 19 was painted on the field. Padres open a weekend series. Here come the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight. Tyson Ross versus Brandon McCarthy. Both these teams are fighting to stay out of last place. The Padres are 34-45. The Diamondbacks are 33-48. Sports Illustrated has just reported that general manager Josh Burns wrote a 15-page summary report, gave it to ownership of the organization during spring training, and said the club was not ready to be a playoff team yet. Evidently, he offended ownership and team executives. Padres begin the interview process for general manager candidates. First in town, Larry Beinfest, meeting with the organization today. He's the ex-Florida Marlins general manager. And the Padres make a roster move last night. They put pitcher Robbie Erlin on the 60-day disabled list. He's probably gone for the rest of the season. Major League Baseball last night, Dodgers beat the Cardinals 1-0. Justin Turner with an RBI single. Josh Beckett outdueled Adam Wainwright. The Dodgers are only 2.5 back of San Francisco in the National League West. Angels beat Minnesota 6-4. Albert Pujols had 3 hits and a couple of ribbies. How about the Halos? Quietly and efficiently, they've won 6 in a row. Cincinnati over San Francisco, Brandon Phillips with a home run. Toronto shut out the White Sox. Jose Reyes had 4 hits in that game. Detroit bombed Texas. Rick Porcello won his 10th game of the season. Milwaukee clobbered Colorado. Brewers hit 3 home runs in that game. Philadelphia nipped Miami. Chase Utley with a 2-run home run. Rookie Greg Polanco had 4 hits. Pirates over the New York Mets. And the Cubs whip Washington. Anthony Rizzo went 3-for-4 at the plate. Big weekend for a couple of players on the disabled list. The Phillies' Cliff Lee, who has been out 6 weeks with elbow complications, will attempt to pitch in a simulated game tomorrow. Derek Holland, once the ace of the Texas Rangers staff, who's been out all year with a very severe knee injury and surgery, he's going to throw a simulated game tomorrow. Manny Ramirez, the iconic slugger whose career ended with a stain of a drug suspension, reported to the Cubs' AAA Farm Club in Iowa to be a player hitting coach last night, went 0-for-4 in his first game. Athletics have signed a 10-year lease to play games and stay at the Oakland Coliseum. They've desperately tried to find a location for a new stadium. Baseball blocked them from going to San Jose, and now MLB has blocked their attempts to use a parcel of land on Jack London Square. And today, the jury begins deliberations to come up with a decision on damages in the Brian Stowe beating at Dodger Stadium. Stowe is the former Giants fan who was jumped 2 years ago on opening day and suffered severe brain trauma. His lawyers are asking for $37 million in damages from the Dodgers organization. And speaking of damages, an L.A. judge last night ordered Jamie McCourt, the ex-wife of the Dodger owner, to pay $1.9 million in legal fees for a frivolous lawsuit she brought against her husband and the organization over the sale of the club for $2 billion. NFL football. Seattle Times and the Detroit Free Press have just announced they're going to stop using the term Redskins when covering the Washington franchise. And college football. Cal Golden Bears looking for new athletic director. Sandy Barber has been forced to step down. Football program has been failing. Cal has had problems with academic issues, too, with the NCAA APR rules. NHL draft is tonight. Philadelphia will be the site. Florida Panthers have the first pick in the draft. Could be huge trades for players throughout the afternoon into the evening. Amongst the veteran players about to be dealt, Jason Spezza from Ottawa, Joe Thornton and Pat Marleau from San Jose, Ryan Kessler of Vancouver. And then NHL free agency starts on Tuesday. Top players likely to jump clubs Tuesday morning, Thomas Vanek from Montreal, Paul Stastny from Colorado. Pro Golf Tour Tiger Woods, Congressional PGA Tournament, first round, struggled. Now it's been 12 weeks since he played because of back surgery. He went 3 over 74, had problems with his putter, had problems with his iron game. Wimbledon in London, Rafael Nadal come from behind victory. Meanwhile, John Isner won a record tiebreaker match yesterday, 36 points, a 19-17 verdict for Isner. Venus Williams also posted a win. Auto racing, NASCAR 400 in Kentucky. Jimmy Johnson with a 5-point lead over Dale Earnhardt in the standings. IndyCar runs Saturday, Sunday in the Grand Prix of Houston. Formula One has the weekend off before they go to Silverstone for the English Grand Prix. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports on a Friday. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.